USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats need to drop their controversial outstanding demands for the next coronavirus relief package.
In what universe should emergency aid for small businesses be contingent on massive bailouts for state governments with no linkage to actual needs?
McConnell has offered to take away corporate liability protections from the package if Democrats drop state and local funding from the bill, which Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy about.
But to equate state and local aid, money for policemen and firefighters, bus drivers, sanitation workers, to complete corporate immunity is false equivalence.
The Supreme Court will not hear Texas's lawsuit challenging election results in four battleground states. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The Senate on Friday approved the defense policy bill, sending it to President Trump. The final votes in the House and Senate would be enough to override a presidential veto. A Wisconsin Air National Guard pilot is dead after a crash earlier this week in the UP of Michigan. The Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing commander provides more details of the crash Friday morning. Colonel Bart Van Roos saying the crash occurred during a training mission over the Hiawatha National Forest Tuesday night.
The incident is under investigation by the U.S. Air Force, and the Fighter Wing is committed to working closely with the Air Force to ensure a thorough investigation is completed to determine the cause of the crash.
Van Roo did not identify the pilot, but has a message for the family.
On behalf of the 115th Fighter Wing, I once again want to express my sincere condolences to the family of our pilot. Know that we are holding you all in our thoughts and prayers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump continuing to help broker peace in the world.
President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, becoming the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in the last 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also begin soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President Barack Obama is blaming his lack of connection with conservatives on conservative news outlets such as Fox News and Rush Limbaugh.
I'm not sure if I could make that same connection because now those same people are filtering me through Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and an entire conservative media infrastructure that was characterizing me in a way that suggested I looked down on those folks or I had nothing in common with them.
Obama making those comments while participating in a gala to accept the PEN America Voice of Influence Award for the power of his soaring words and promises he has unlocked in our nation and the enduring American values that he has embodied. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.